أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد أضل منكم جبلا كثيرا أفلم تكونوا تعقلون هذه جهنم التي كنتم توعدون اصلوها اليوم بما كنتم تكفرون صدق الله العظيم. In the eyes before this we discussed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's questioning on the day of Qiyamah, the covenant and the pledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken from each one of us, and that is alam ahad ilaykum ya bani adam alla ta'budu ash-shaytan, that did I not take this covenant from you, O children of Adam alayhi salam, O insan, alla ta'budu ash-shaytan, that you do not worship shaytan, innahu lakum aduwwun mubin, certainly he is a manifest enemy to you, wa ni'buduni, and worship me, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In these ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described, and Allah says walaqad adalla minkum jibillan kathira, despite the fact that this covenant Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken with us, this pledge Allah had taken with the whole of mankind, but he says that walaqad adalla minkum jibillan kathira, certainly Shaitan has deviated multitudes from amongst you. In other words, a large number, more than half of the human race, has gone towards the worship of Shaitan, following Shaitan, the whims and fancies of Shaitan, and mankind generally has left Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You and I also that have pledged this kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we may be worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we may have our yaqeen and our iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but in many, many aspects of our lives, we have left the tariqah and we have left the method shown to us by Allah and His Rasul, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the different aspects of our lives, whether it is in our domestic lives, whether it is in the manner in which we dress, whether it is in the manner in which we conduct business, although we will say we are Muslim businessmen, although we will say we are Muslim husbands, Muslim wives, Muslim fathers, Muslim mothers, Muslim children, but in many, many aspects, we have left that way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed. We have left that way that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has shown, and we have followed the way of shaitan, we have followed the way of the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have followed the way of our own enemy, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the question, afalam takunu taqilun, that do you not understand that you've taken this covenant, and in this covenant there is only good, that we turn back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and again, that the worship of shaitan doesn't physically mean Satanism in per se, but every aspect following the whims and the fancies of shaitan, following the dictates of shaitan, leaving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, leaving the way of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, all that will be regarded as the worship of shaitan. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, hadihi jahannamul lati kuntum tu'adun, that throughout our whole lives we have been reminded about these two paths, the path of Jannah and the path of Jahannam, the path of success and the path of failure. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that hadihi jahannamul lati kuntum tu'adun, they will be shown the fire of Jahannam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this declaration that this is the Jahannam that you had been promised because of leaving the worship of Allah, leaving the way of Allah, leaving the path of Allah, leaving the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isloha al-yawma bima kuntum takfurun, and today fall into it. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word isloha, that fall into the fire of Jahannam, instead of saying entering the fire of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show us that there will be absolute dhillat, there will be absolute disgrace on that day for the people who are destined to go into the fire of Jahannam, for those that followed their own whims and fancies, for those that followed the path of shaitan, the dictates of shaitan, bima kuntum takfurun, because of your kufr, because of your disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your disbelief in the tariqah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your disbelief in this Quran. So here, brief and short, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us these glimpses of various descriptions of the day of Qiyamah, how the Hisab and how the Kitab will take place, the accountability, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will recount for us all the various pledges that we had taken with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how along the way we had forgotten these pledges, and this is the month of Ramadan. Let us renew these pledges with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us renew our pledge with Allah Rabbul Izzat that we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will fulfill all the ahkam and the rules and the laws of Allah. Amantu billahi kama huwa bi asma'ihi wa sifatihi wa qabiltu jami'a ahkamihi. We believe in Allah as He is, with all His qualities, the Zat and the personality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we accept all the rules and the regulations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us make tawbah from the past and let us turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.